Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, March 19th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Luxeria's Dehydratec Tirzepatide Oral Capsules achieve comparable levels in bloodstream as Eli Lilly's injectable Zepbound. Luxeria Bioscience Corp. announces positive pharmacokinetic results from human study number 3, comparing Dehydratec Tirzepatide oral capsules to injected Zepbound. The oral capsules showed more consistent accumulation in the bloodstream over a week, reducing adverse events by 47% compared to injections. This study marks a potential shift towards oral delivery for tirzepatide, offering a viable alternative to injections. The results exceeded expectations, demonstrating reduced side effects, similar efficacy, and comparable blood delivery levels to injected tirzepatide. Luxeria's ongoing 12-week study in Australia aims to further evaluate Dehydratec tirzepatide's effectiveness over an extended dosing duration, positioning the company as a key player in the GLP-1 weight loss and diabetes control markets. Stem cell stocks on the rise, companies driving the $48 billion market boom. The stem cell and regenerative medicine sector is experiencing a wave of innovation, with the global stem cell market projected to reach $48.83 billion by 2034. Adia Nutrition Inc., OTI, is making strides in this market by offering affordable and accessible stem cell therapies. Their recent advancements include offering therapeutic plasma exchange, TPE, and FDA registration of Adia Vita, a premier stem cell product. Adia Med's strategic moves, such as retiring undocumented shares and launching Adia Labs LLC, position the company for an OTCQB uplisting. Fate Therapeutics, Inc. FAT, is focusing on off-the-shelf stem cell therapies with promising results in clinical trials for autoimmune diseases. Ginkgo Bioworks, DNA, reported revenue growth driven by cell engineering, positioning them for sustainable growth. Pluri Inc., NASDAQ PLR, stands out for its innovative 3D cell-based technology platform, expanding into food tech and ag tech sectors to address global challenges and emergency preparedness.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.